All right, FA podcast. Time to talk turkeys. Hold on, Duke. I'm ready.
No, look out.
I'm gonna get my gloves out.
Ninja mode. He's going into ninja mode.
Right, we're gonna talk turkeys with two turkey killers. I'll introduce everybody in a second. FA podcast. Appreciate everybody checking in. You can check all our podcasts up on the Apple Podcasts. Hit up the website. We also throw them up on YouTube. If you want to go watch like the shenanigans, you can watch it on YouTube. And so big shout outs to Federal Ammunition, the guys at Weatherby, of course, the guys at Roger Sporting Goods, Leupold, and we just brought on, which I'm super stoked about. We'll talk about in a little bit is Pattermaster. Obviously, I've been shooting Pattermaster for frick almost 20 years or whatever, so I'm glad to get them and Jason and all those guys on board and rolling. So without further ado, let's get to the guests. We got Jeff Scott on my this side over there from Woodhaven Calls, and then
How's it going?
that side is Duke Turnage. The Duke's killed more turkeys than the avian flu.
And my truck shows
Yeah.
it.
We're not going to say legally or illegally. We're just going to
Listen, we're not going to
it
bring up the past. The past is the past, right, Duke?
That's right.
So we don't need to bring up the past. Well, all them charges were dropped. I don't want to hear it,
Yeah.
right? Yeah, we're past the statute of limitations, so we're good.
All right, as we approach turkey season, some places have already started. Like a bunch. Let's see. I'm looking at this like April 15th. A lot start middle of April. Like for us out here, that's like the big day on a lot of states out west. So like we're totally like I'm ready. Like I'm gearing up. I got all my crap out. Like it's everywhere. Got a couple things to show everybody if they haven't seen them, but. Jeff, you've already, Duke, you haven't started, right?
No.
Okay. But Jeff, you have started where? Florida or where were you?
We're in Mississippi this past weekend, and I'll be in Florida starting tomorrow.
Yeah. Hey,
Alabama,
Duke.
Alabama actually opened today.
Did it? Yeah, Duke, thanks for that invite, right? This guy.
Exactly.
Ain't right.
Nope.
So,
It's
well,
all
let's go
about
over
him,
some,
man.
huh?
It's all about him. Hard
For
to
invite
sure.
when you get invited. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
I only say I can come if I can bring somebody because I'm terrible shot or caller. I just say that and they go, "Oh yeah, you can bring somebody."
Yeah. More the merrier, right?
It
Duke,
totally depends.
how long you been chasing turkeys? Let's start there because that's something where it's like, I think that's pretty cool to hear. How long you been chasing them?
52, I think. 52
52
years.
years. Holy crap.
Yeah. Missed my
Jeff, what
junior
about
senior
you?
prom.
Huh?
This was.
Missed my junior and senior prom. It fell on during the weekends of Missouri turkey season.
I love that. That's like, yeah, that's like, that's what you're supposed to do. Go ahead, Jeff. How many years you've been chasing?
My 32nd year.
32nd year. Yeah, I'm the baby in this deal. Like growing up in Pennsylvania. Like turkeys really like my dad didn't hunt them, my grandfather didn't hunt them, like that wasn't a big deal. There wasn't a ton of turkeys around. Everybody was in the deer woods, and I was a waterfowl guy. Like we like Pennsylvania, the goose hunting was incredible, and we just went hardcore, and then the spring came, my dad fly fished, so we were fishing, so turkey wasn't even a thing for me until I got west here. So I'm just a baby in this deal. I love chasing them and I love doing it, but yeah, it just wasn't such a crazy thing to go do, so we didn't do it. So
I never asked Duke, but I was actually self-taught as well, so it was quite the learning curve, trying to figure it out. But it's
yeah,
been
I
fun.
mean, I remember my first turkey hunt. I was in Ohio, and Jimmy Wren was like, He called a strutter in for me because I was new to it all. And I remember shooting my first one right in the face. And he was like, when the bird was coming, he came 200 yards in this dirt field to us. He didn't know if he should strut, piss on himself, run, strut, piss on himself, keep coming. Like, you know what I mean? It was one of those deals, right? By the time he got in front of us, he was so locked in on the Jake decoy, like you could have walked out there and grabbed him by the throat and he didn't even know what was going on, right? And I shot him at like 9 yards. And Jimmy was like, "Aren't you scared? Like, aren't you shaking? Like, aren't you?" And I'm like, "No, all I got to do is shoot him. I don't have to do nothing." Like, I was too dumb to even figure out I should get, shake or anything. I was like, "Bro, all I got to do is shoot him, and he's right here."
That
So,
was kind of that turkey Sunday. He was so mesmerized with the decoy, we could have did jumping jacks and it wouldn't have mattered. But
he didn't care.
I like
Duke,
those.
what was your first hunt like, Duke? What was it like? Because obviously, like, the gear's different. Like, everything has changed. Like, we're talking 50 plus years.
The in Missouri, where excuse me, where I grew up hunting, we didn't have deer. We had turkeys before we had deer because
Okay.
the restoration program back then.
Right.
But we didn't have them right where our ground was. We had to maybe drive 30 minutes north, and
Okay.
my dad killed one in 72, and they had a 3-day season in that area then.
Oh my
And he
God.
killed it on the last day, waiting for his brother to come pick him up. And he had a homemade box call that was made out of like Formica or something stupid, you know. And he said, "I'm just sitting there waiting on him. I'm stroking his call, and all of a sudden, here's a gobble." Well, my old buddy Rick Dale, his dad Cecil, that they all lived up there. And he said, "Cecil, I knew Cecil before he passed, but he could make any sound on his mouth." And
No
Dad
mouth
thought,
call, just his mouth.
"There's Cecil gobbling at me, So he said,
Right.
"I just called right back to him." And he said, "Next thing I know," he said, "the gobbler's standing in the road." He said, "I'm sitting on a stump, and the gobbler's standing in this logging road." He says, "Stand there like a 13-year-old boy, And he thought, "That's a turkey."
Oh my
He
God.
just raised his gun up and shot him. I don't know how he got by with it. We couldn't do that, but
No.
so he killed one of the first ones in
Oh
that area in 72,
my God.
that first season in that area. So we all, next thing we knew, because we hadn't deer hunted yet. My dad
Right.
did earlier, different places, but I hadn't really deer hunted. I didn't deer hunt till like 76, I think. But anyway, 74, my brother Rick and I drove up to camp, on a Friday, and we were gonna hunt Saturday and Sunday, And I never will forget it. I didn't kill one until 78. Put it that
Okay,
way,
right.
because we didn't have any instructions. We didn't know,
Yeah,
the
you know what you're
only
doing.
experience we had was what Dad told us happened to him,
Right.
And I'd heard about these turkeys drumming and strutting, and I couldn't wait to hear a turkey drumming,
Right.
So anyway, it was strange because you knew where they were when they gobbled.
Right.
And wherever we were standing when we heard them, we thought, "Well, you need to just sit down and start calling."
Right.
So, and we all had homemade box calls. I mean, I didn't have a diaphragm. I think I had a Penn Woods in 75 or so diaphragm.
Oh my
Yeah.
God.
And the only reason I had it is because Dad almost choked on it on his
Trying to
way
learn.
up to camp. On his way up to camp, and he was going to throw it away, and I said, "No, I went in there and rinsed it off and
Figured
started
it out.
playing with it." Yeah.
Oh
So
my
anyway,
God.
it's been a long road.
Well, yeah, I remember just learning how to call and then like exactly kind of what you said, right? Like I remember everybody talking about, like you're gonna hear him drum, you're gonna hear him spit, you're gonna hear all this, and I'm like, and I was think I was, we lost Jeff for a second, so I'm bringing him back in. So I thought, all good, Jeff. We got you.
Technology,
So,
you gotta love it.
hey, turn your phone the other way so you're other way. Yeah, perfect. There you go. So, I was telling Duke, like, I remember like everybody talking about spitting and drumming. You're gonna hear the turkeys do this, that, and the other thing. And I was like, Duke, I was probably like five turkeys in, right? Before I heard it, because I kept saying to myself, like, I'm listening for it. Like, if I could grow my ears any bigger, I'm like trying to stretch my ears so I could hear it. I can't hear it. And I'm like, God, can't hear it. And then one came from behind us, and like we had him out front, you know, like they do, and you're like, and then he disappears, and you're like, that sucker, he's gone. And I'm like, well, we're just gonna sit here and wait. And sure as shit, like we keep calling, you know, and sit there, and all of a sudden, old boy shows up right behind us, and I could hear him like he's right in my ear, and I was like, oh my God, there it is. Like
Yeah.
that's what everybody talks about. And I finally heard it, and then I was like, okay, now I'm turkey hunting, right? Like now, like I got it, right? I
First
heard
time
it.
I heard it, the first time I heard it, I thought it was a logging truck changing gears real far off. 'Cause it was like, And I'm like, I couldn't hear the spit. Yeah, I could just hear the drum part. I'm like,
I know.
Hey Mario, Duke has a
yeah.
real funny story from Missouri last year about some drumming. I
Oh
don't know if he
yeah,
wants to
let's hear it, dude.
I don't know if he wants to tell you or not.
I don't know what you're talking about.
When that turkey went quiet on us and you walked up to me and your brother and he's like, I've got to take a leak. And while he was sitting there taking a leak, I said, sit. I could hear it went whoop. I said, sit down. He said, what? And all of a
But
sudden,
here it
within
comes.
3 minutes, the turkey struts right in front of us.
Hey, it's
Then
just
Rick
like
goes.
getting caught with your pants down duck hunting, right? Like
Was
whoever's gonna take a
literally.
leak, birds are
Yep.
gonna come. So
Every
you,
time.
yep.
Every time.
Yeah. Yeah, like listen, like, you know, and here's like a for sure fun fact for everybody if they're just starting or they're not like buried in turkey hunting. You haven't been Duke for 50 years chasing turkeys, like when you think like they disappeared or you lost them or whatever, keep your ass sitting for at least 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Because I learned the hard way the first time. I was like, he was 80 yards. He wouldn't break to us. He disappeared in the bush. And I was like, and I'm like, okay. I'm looking at my watch and I'm like, I give him 5 minutes. And I'm like, then it's 7 minutes. And then it's like, I'm like 10 minutes, we're gonna get up and we're gonna go around the ridge, right? And I had it. It's like 12 minutes. I like get up on one knee and I just go to move, and the other guy that with me goes, don't move. And I went, mother.
Every
They
time.
snuck all the way around us and
Yeah.
came up the side to get a better look at old girl. We had the hen out, right? And I was like, you know, and I was like, 15 minutes, if I would have just waited 15 minutes. And I learned the hard way. We ended up shooting them, but I almost blew it. You know what I mean? So I would tell everybody, if you think you've lost it and they disappear on you, unless you can see them go, right?
Right.
If unless you if you if they just disappear in the woods and you're in a thick spot and you don't know what's going to happen, listen, I'm not the best turkey hunter in the world, but it's just like everything else. Like I figured out just how to kill them, right? So I try to watch everything that's going on, and I'm like, okay, so now he disappears. Now I'm gonna call loud real once, and then I'm gonna go quiet, and then I'm gonna call real soft and see if he does what he's gonna do and snake all the way around. So I don't know, Duke, is that something that you've done or something better that we can, give to somebody listening to this or watching it?
Oh yeah, it's amazing how and people, it seems to me that people try to make it to where the turkey knows he's being hunted. I don't think so much. I think it's just the cautious side of a turkey, his natural being
Right.
cautious
Right.
puts him to where he wants to see a hen before he commits on a lot of times. Now, sometimes, they are, like you said a while ago when we were talking before. one just run right in and
Yeah,
but
smartest
anyway.
and dumbest birds that you don't know what you're gonna get. Like, you've seen them run in, you shoot, two run in, you shoot one, the other one like jumps and goes, "Oh, what happened?" And then somebody shoots the other one, right? Or you shoot the first one and the other one's so far out of the county, like you'll never see him again. You know what I
Well,
mean? Like, and
if it's me and Jeff, you shoot one and the other guy sits there after missing, which was me.
hey,
Yeah, you're
buddy, I
gonna miss.
missed.
I don't care how old you are, you're gonna
Yeah.
miss.
Yeah.
But anyway.
It happens. Yeah, we just put a video up the last pass, like opening morning in Washington. These strutters rolled right in. I missed him at 25, and then he ran closer, and I missed him closer.
You know what?
I was like,
I've
what was
had
I doing? What,
I've
Jeff?
killed quite a few turkeys, and I've never killed one wearing a Rolex. So people need to understand that time on is not on your side. And 5 minutes, 5 minutes waiting on a turkey feels like an hour.
There's no doubt. There's
The
no
story
doubt.
I
Like,
just well, the story I just told you about Duke and I last year, we were on
yeah.
the ridge. Turkey was gobbling on the other ridge. We go down, get up, and we figure we're in his kitchen. We call for what, 30 minutes? Turkey
Yeah.
never says a word. Duke eases up to me and his brother, and I guess the turkey had been there the whole time, and he assumed that Duke was the hen walking. And about that, all of a sudden, I just heard drumming. He never
My
gobbled nothing,
God.
but then he
He heard
walked.
me. He heard me crawl up to y'all in the leaves.
And he walked 20 yards full strut right in front of us. I mean, we were just like dumbfounded. Then Rick didn't quite get the deal sealed, but that was pretty wild. I was shaking just like this whenever we were done. I said, that was insane.
Well, just like you're talking about, Duke. So he heard some natural stuff. Like you didn't like get up and make a bunch of noise, right? Do whatever. He heard some leaves rustling and everybody was, fairly quiet. And he couldn't hear, talking, or maybe they don't know what talking is. I have no idea, right? But nothing to spook him. He just heard some natural stuff and he's like, I'm gonna go take a look, right? Because, so who knows? I've never done it, but I have that, I think, in my back pocket that if one gets hung up and disappears, like, why not rustle some leaves? Or, I know guys carry some wing feathers with them and, flapping on the ground, like in the morning if they're getting a fly down, or you know what I mean? Like, you got to pull some tricks out if
Like a
something's
hen
up.
jumping a creek, even,
Scratching the leaves has killed more turkeys for me than about like anything, because I've had them completely just mesmerized and they're sold that's a hen over there feeding, and it worked. I mean, we do it. Duke and I do it almost every time. I mean, that's part of the arsenal.
yeah, I'm with you on that. Like, so here's something last year. So we get snake bit here in Oregon. I take my son, and two different times we got stuck where they're on the opposite side of this creek, and it's not a it, I mean, it's more of a ditch, it's not even a creek, and they just will not seal the deal and come over. I mean, that happened to us twice, and you could hear them like they were in your pocket, and they just wouldn't do it. And it was like, like all of a sudden they ran into a brick wall and they won't do it. And I didn't know what to pull out then. I was stuck. I didn't know what to do because we were in like a green grass meadow, so no leaves, right? I tried every call I could figure out, nothing pulled them. So I got screwed on that deal for sure. So I don't know. So maybe one of you guys can answer. I don't know what else to do in that situation. I thought I pulled everything out.
You try the fighting purrs.
I didn't.
That I mean, that's kind of a make or break call, but that's worked for me and Duke. I know before.
Last ditch effort.
Yeah,
Yes.
and if you got a wing or a hatch, you can slap it like some turkeys flogging each other and stuff, and just though they're inquisitive and they're gonna come. I've
And
had the
see
whole
if they'll
flock come
break.
at me. Yeah.
What's that? So what's that sound? What's that sound like? So if you have a wing, if one of you guys could make that sound, I'd love to, because I don't think I've ever tried that, to be honest. Go ahead, Duke. Are you ma I can't hear you. I still can't hear him. Are you on mute? Hold on.
You have me on mute.
Okay, now try it. See if you can do it. I couldn't hear it. I don't have him on mute. I don't have you on mute.
And you
you
can't
gotta be
hear
loud.
That? Can you hear it, Jeff?
This guy, I'm wondering if the microphone's cutting out or what it's doing.
It could be.
What about, can y'all hear that?
Uh-uh.
Is it cutting it out?
I think it is.
I think the microphone is muting. It's what it's doing.
Hold on. Let's see if Jeff can do it. I don't
I
know
just,
why
I
the
just,
hell it's doing that, dude.
I just,
That was
I just
one of
tried
my
it too.
best calling I've ever done right there. And you didn't get it.
Yeah.
But I'll slap my leg, you know.
Right, like they're fighting.
Like when they jump up to fight, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Like
Well,
yesterday, we called up a hen that I could tell when she came up to the two decoys, she fluffed up, and we got video of her strutting for like 20 minutes,
right.
smacking my decoy when it would spin, and it would make her even more mad. And boy, she was full strut, smacking that thing, purring and
She was
cutting, and
mad
she
as
was,
hell.
oh yeah, and couldn't understand why the decoy would run off. But
Well,
it's
then
kind of
that's
a
on my
make or break type call,
right.
you're gonna blow the situation up or kill them. So it's kind of a
Well,
more early season tactic too.
I was at the end of the rope, right? Like I
Yeah.
had tried everything else. So yeah, I don't know. You know, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, I haven't been hunting 50 years like Duke where I got to pull out everything. You know what I mean? Like
I
I've been
tell you,
hunting. Go
I've
ahead.
called them across rivers maybe half dozen times. And how I've done that is to really get them worked up, cut by cutting at them, you know, and get them worked up, get them gobbling really strong, and then just stop calling,
Good.
stop everything. And the curiosity just kills them, and they end up flying across.
Mario, another tactic to try there is if you can fall back and leave like you're stunned at the tree, and if you fall back 50, 100 yards calling, it makes the birds think that the
That
hen's
we're
leaving,
going
so
away.
that they'll close that distance. That's worked way more than the fighting purrs ever has for me.
Well, I
But
know we've
sometimes, you
definitely
know,
done
terrain
that.
doesn't let you do that. You
Yeah,
know, you.
I didn't think of doing that then. I have tried that somewhere else. You know, like you'll see the guys who elk hunt will do that, right? Like you're trying to draw them up the hill. You know, same premise, right? Like, yeah, I probably could have tried that there. So so now I guess I got a couple things in my pocket to try. But that
But the
was
unique
definitely
thing
one
with a
thing where I was just like, man, they were so hot. There was like some thick bushes and then in the creek, and all they had to do was jump right over. I mean, they were probably, I bet you they were 35 yards. It sounded like they were just in my pocket, and I was so mad that we didn't close that. I was,
The crazy thing with a turkey, he can be 300 yards away and he knows exactly within 3 feet of where you're calling from. So,
there's no
you
doubt.
know, and that's how you know if you can pull back and he'll come look and be like, "Where are you at? You're supposed to be right there." Then
And
that's when he meets the
maybe I'll
12
pull
gauge.
that out if I need to. Like the only the listen, you know, like you say, to the exact, you know, couple feet. Like the only other birds that I've seen do that, and this is a wild thing way off topic, but there's a sound like when we're hunting coyotes, there is a sound on my collar called a pygmy mouse, right? I don't know what the hell that is, right? I put it on once by mistake. And an owl, literally in the dark,
Yeah.
came to the middle of the field and literally buzzed my head. I almost shit the bed right there. I ain't gonna lie. He scared the ever-loving shit out of me. Like he was like 3 feet off me. And I went, and I put the red light. Couldn't believe it. And I was like, I don't know what that sound is, but I tried it one more time. When I was in the middle of a field, and I mean I'm in the middle of a 100-acre field on a metal a wheel line, right? Calling coyotes, and I hit that sound. I go, I'm gonna try this sound again. And I called an owl in again, that close. And like you said, he came right to me in
That's
the collar.
crazy.
Like, so you know. I know other animals can kind of pinpoint, but man, I'll tell you what, like that's serious pinpoint, you
Yeah.
know?
Well,
I've tested the theory by calling at a place and getting up and moving 50 yards off to the side and never saying another word and watch the turkey walk right to the tree that I was sitting at.
Now,
And he's looking like,
how many
go ahead.
times have you moved and the bird ends up going right where you were sitting?
Oh, last year, how many times you did a donut around us? Those turkeys are chasing you, and we were trying to get positioned on them, and they were hunting you. So that tells you how pinpoint they are.
Had to get in that hole in the ground, didn't
Yeah. Mario, I looked back and Duke was laying face down, didn't know it, and there was three turkeys standing with 10 yards behind him looking at him, and he was laying face like full prone on the ground.
Oh my God. And you couldn't see him, dude?
I
No, he was
wasn't gonna
face down.
move. Did you guys ever shoot one of those or no?
Nope.
We
That's one chance we had with my brother.
were done tagged out trying to get Rick one, and it just never played out for us.
He was snake bit that week, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I can say I've seen one shot. We were prone, and what happened was we had hunted this place for a day and a half, and every day it was a long property to drive into, and every day going in we'd see him run off the road, and I was like, and then coming out we'd be coming out after and see him on the road running the woods, and I'm like, this is pissing me off, like they are, and I'm like, okay, so the night before we ran them off the road, I'm like, they're close to the fence line. We can't hunt this property, but we can hunt the back. I said, we're gonna get fairly close to that fence. We're gonna try them in the morning. Okay, we go there, set up, nothing. All of a sudden, over the mountain from us, the guys are logging, and they hit that damn logging button and where it goes, right? Soon as they hit that, he fires off. And they're close to the fence. And I'm like, that's it. We're going right to the fence. And we book it. We run through this grass field and there's nowhere to hide. But there was an old burn pile that was like a divot in the ground. And I go, we're running to the burn pile and we're gonna just lay on the burn pile, like in the ditch. There was nothing there. It was probably down like maybe 18 inches. And we book it, right? I put the Jakin hen out and I just tell the guy who's with me, his name was Bill from Gerber Knives. I said, Bill, just lay down. I said, we're just both gonna lay down and I'm gonna call like a son of a gun and we'll see if we get him over the fence. And he comes through the fence hot as a pistol, right? And comes right to us. And he walked around that Jake like three different times and we're at like 10 yards. And I'm laying down trying not to move and I'm just keep going. I'm like, Bill, kill him. Bill, kill him. I'm like, you gotta kill him. He's gonna leave. I said, he's gonna leave. Kill him. And he finally kills him. And I was like, yeah, see? And I'm like, there we are prone. We got nothing, but he couldn't, like, we had a little bit of a berm he couldn't see. And that was it. But that's what you had to do. 'Cause I was like, where else can we go? There was nothing on the fence line. So,
The decoy helped you a lot on that, I'm
yeah,
sure.
for sure. Like, he just saw it and came running. And I'm like, I was like, oh my God, we're going to get busted. How's he not going to see us? Like, we are. And I just told Bill, don't move. And we didn't, like, literally, when I first saw him, we didn't move a muscle. Like, we didn't breathe until I was telling him to kill him. Right. So, but like you said, they get hot. Right. And then they just lose it. Like, if that was a cautious, smart one, probably would come out and been like, nah, I'm not doing that. Right. But he was so hot and bothered and fired up that, he had to do it. So you gotta know what bird you're dealing with too. Like, right?
Yeah,
Like,
what is his temperature? Yeah.
yeah, like you guys know, like, so let me ask you this. Do you know right off the bat what his temperature is, like off the first couple gobbles?
By the frequency of it, you can a lot
You
of
can
time.
find out that quick, but I don't know. Yeah.
No.
I guess as
But
it escalates, you know the temperature, right? Like, if he's getting closer, ramping up, getting close, you know what I mean? But then there's
yeah.
like, but then you get into a situation where I know I've been, you can tell the temperature's getting hot, he's coming, and then all of a sudden you get to that stalemate point, right? You get to that stalemate point where he's gobbling at the same spot, and then you can hear him turn the other way because it doesn't seem as close, and then another one close, you know what I mean? So he's going in circles, he doesn't know what to do. So at that point, That's one of those, I don't want to say make or break, but you got to do something. So what do you think, Duke? Do you go silent or do you ramp up?
When they hang like that,
Yeah.
what you mean?
And it's not like brush, there's nothing, I don't see him yet, right? I don't see him yet. And he doesn't see me or the decoy, he just hears us, right? So at that point, he's debating, right?
Oh, I'd purr. I'd purr. I
Go,
mean,
go,
you can
go
ask Jeff.
soft.
It's
Gotcha.
amazing how much better they can hear 8 times better than we can.
Oh,
So.
I listen, when I first started, I was like, why are the people that I'm with that are way better callers than me? Like, I was just learning, like, why are they purring? Like, I can barely hear it. I'm sitting next to them. And I'm like, is that gonna do it? I'm thinking to myself. And like you said, sure as shit, here we go, right? Like they hear it.
That's their socialization noises they use. It didn't attract predators, nothing like that. The loud purrs, that's going to be aggression, and that's going to stimulate a fight or something. But yesterday morning, I'll give you an example. We had two birds that was gobbling a lot. They never once gobbled at me calling. They weren't gobbling at crows. They were just sporadically gobbling on their own. And
Really?
girlfriend looked at me and she's like, I said, we're not going to kill these birds. She's like, why? I said, because they've got hens. I said, they're gobbling at them, not me. I've said, they won't give me a time of day, a crow or nothing. So she said, how can you tell? I'm like, because you heard him. They said they didn't answer anything I threw at them. Crow it right over him. I mean, just
Nothing.
calling loud as he could, nothing. And sure enough, we never saw him, and they just gobbled their
He
way
just boogered
out of
off.
hearing distance.
Right, they were all
So
henned up. They were all
yeah.
henned up. No big deal. Well, then let's talk about that. Let's talk about like a locator call, like starting it off, because like you're saying, crow call didn't do it. Crow went over them, didn't do it. I've been in different parts of the country, and I can say it depends on where you are. And if you don't know what locator call to blow, you can be out of the game before you even start, right?
Absolutely.
So, Missouri, it seemed like there's a lot of crows, right? The section that I hunted, the guy that I hunt with, he's going to blow a goose call. That's going to do it, right? Southern Oregon, same thing. Lots of crows, lots of ravens. You blow a goose call, hammer, right? There's other places where it's an owl hooter, right? There's other times where I'm not kidding you. There's one old boy we used to hunt with. He said, I'm gonna hit the car alarm. I said, what? And he said, you watch. And he said, you can do anything. You blow owl hooter, you can blow crow, you can blow whatever you want to blow, nothing. He gets his key fob and goes, and it goes, and he pulls it off, and all of a sudden, and he's like, there's old boy, let's go get him. And I was like, what just happened? I was like, I don't know that trick.
He's
I'll
wound.
tell
He
you a
was
good
wound
one.
tight and couldn't hold it.
I'll tell you a good one. In the 70s, we were hunting public ground and had logging roads and stuff. So all one morning I'm hearing a motorcycle, and
Right.
I'm you know how on a Honda, the horn would be like beep, beep, beep.
Yep.
So I'm hearing that. Just the motorcycle running and this beep, beep, beep. And I'm like, what in the world is this guy doing? It can't be a turkey hunter. So finally, later in the day, I hear this motorcycle coming and I get up in the road.
Right.
I'm gonna
You want to see
stop.
what's up?
I'm gonna find out what's going on here. It was a young boy. He was probably 13 or so. And he said, I said, what are you doing? Why do you keep beeping your horn? He said, my granddad told me that turkeys will gobble at this horn. I said, yeah, but you need to do it when you got your motorcycle turned off
Off.
so you can hear the turkey gobble. All he was doing was running up down the road beeping his horn.
They were probably gobbling, or maybe they didn't even want to gobble because the damn motorcycle, like, who knows? But you gotta know, like, okay, so Florida, Jeff, what goes on down there? What do they hammer off of down there?
You're gonna think it's crazy, but they have a massive sandhill crane population. So I don't have a sandhill crane call, but they'll hit those, and they
Take
got
your
owls and
spec call.
ravens. Yeah.
Take your spec call and use your spec call, because you could
Flutter your tongue.
go
Yeah.
right in the spec call. That's, I'm telling you, do that.
They got peacocks and stuff down here too. So I
Oh
actually got
yeah.
like a pileated woodpecker call that you can do a peacock.
It's
But I was
so
going to,
funny.
Duke and I had a talk last year, and you really got to understand other animals' vocalizations as well. You can't just go out and do a
For
crow
sure.
locator, an owl, because if you throw an alarm crow sound out there, yeah, he's going to gobble, but he's going to be red alert. Like, this thing has saw something. And
They
Duke was
know.
telling me that
Most
last
people.
year. He says the way you're blowing that, he said you're getting a sound out of him, but you're putting him on red alert.
Sandy
And that's
Brady
right.
did a video about that, you know.
And I thought about that a lot. And even when I start out with an owl hooter, I start out very low. I don't hit loud, and let the owls do it for me. Because I mean, they're going to do this whether I'm there or not.
Well, any calling, right? Doesn't matter if you're on a locator call, you're chasing ducks, you're chasing turkeys, like you have to know your intensity, right? Like just like you're talking about. Like if you get on a, like you've heard that guy on a mallard hen call, right? Sounds like he's 500-pound mallard, right? Like just mad as hell, right? You're like, that is not gonna bring any ducks in here, right?
No.
Same thing, like you're talking about, dude. Same thing on a crow call, same thing on any call. Like if you sound intense or on high alert, that they know what that sounds like, that intensity. And I don't care what you're blowing, they know.
And people do too many notes, because if a turkey's shot gobbling, you're still calling.
Right.
Look here, I do two notes.
Yeah, his keeps cutting out. Like, I don't know. You keep cutting out, Duke. I don't know what it is. I'm mad at
The
your calling.
microphone's doing it, I think.
Yeah, the microphone's cutting them out. I don't know why.
But I tell you something else,
Yeah.
Mario, and Duke will tell you there's a very thin line between a cluck and a putt. People don't understand as far as their vocalizations in the turkey world. You
Yes.
know, a cluck is a very content sound, but a putt is a let's get the hell out of here.
The deal's done. Like, as soon as the putt starts, like, listen, we were in Montana chasing them up in the hills, and we never saw them. We come around this turn through all this bush, and all of a sudden there she was. Man, she putted her ass off. She, like, as soon as I heard it, I was like, done, done. Like, they were gone, right? So that was a no. So you do have to understand that part for sure. Like, how you're blowing, how intense you're blowing, what you're doing, and like Duke said, how many notes you're, like, everything. They feed off that for sure. You know, if you're, you know, I mean,
Well,
anything, like,
I
go
get
ahead.
these questions at all these shows, and I just say, man, you got to become a student of the game.
For sure.
You got to understand
For
what's going
sure.
on. Read the room, and don't bring excitement to a room that's not excited. You know,
Yeah, for sure.
you can raise the intensity, but you can't start high and go low.
That's right.
So,
That's right.
But it all comes to you in time. I mean,
yeah, you don't just
you can't just go out there. You can't just listen to us right here and
right.
go out and do it, because
You got to learn as you go.
it
But
gets
I will
instilled
say,
inside you.
20 years ago, guys didn't talk about this stuff. You
Right.
couldn't pull it out of them. And now, this generation now has it at their fingertips. If they would just listen and take a little bit to heart, they would be so far ahead of the game from where I was. I mean, it's not even, you can't even fathom it.
Try 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I can say that, you know, if you, like you're saying, study the game, like I'm open all the time. I'm out, right? I'm listening to everything. I want to know what's going on, like what's the weather doing, you know, like I'm trying to understand the birds. You know, and what they're doing. Like for instance, I got faked out one time. It was pouring rain. We're in southern Oregon, and I'm thinking they're going to come off the roost and they're going to come through the timber because there's a lot of cover, right? They don't want to be in the rain. They want to be in the cover. They want to work their way through the woods. Nope. pitched down into the field, went right past us, right in the middle of the field, pouring rain. And I'm thinking to myself, why the hell did they just do that? They never saw us come in. Had two Jakes come right down the pipe in the timber, right through us. One jumped on the lay down hen, like right on the back, ruined my decoy, right? And then went off, on his own. And I'm like, what the hell just happened? Why did that happen? So I couldn't, I can't, I don't even have an answer for that, to this day, why
You say it
that
was
happened.
raining? You say
Yeah,
it
it
was
was
raining?
pouring.
That's where they do that, because they can't trust their ears in the woods, so they go to a field. That I've watched them just take a downpour, but they'll stand right out in the middle of the field.
Well, then
Not
there's the
only
answer.
that,
Because go ahead, Duke.
not only that, when they're in brush, they actually get wetter when they're rubbing against something.
All the underbrush.
Right. So
But
they'd
that
rather
grass
be in
field,
open.
man, that grass field was pretty tall. It was like 8, 10 inches. You know what I mean? It was a fescue field, real tall. And I'm like, there's no way they're going to do that. So, okay. So there's my answer.
They
So,
trust their eyes more than their ears on that
yeah,
situation.
like, I got you. Like, that makes total sense. Like, I never would have, like, that was years and years ago, but I was like, I guess I got the answer. I never really dug into that one. But now, you learn something every day. So, I'll take that one. So let's do this. So if I was gonna, so if somebody's listening to this and they're say they're gonna turkey hunt this year, they haven't, they're novices, they don't know what to do. Like obviously the scouting part and putting birds to bed, like vital, right? Unless you can hunt public, you can only go here. If you have the option of watching them go to roost and know at least an idea where they are, I want to get in somewhat close to them. What's your in the morning? So we roost them. We're going to come in. We have some brush. We can hide. Maybe we got to come through a field or so. How close are you getting? Like, what's your limit?
$1 million question.
Yeah.
I want to get as close as I can, but
Without
not
bumping.
too close would be bumping them.
Right.
Of course, sitting underneath them on a roost is not good either, but
No.
I don't want to be 200 yards from him,
For sure.
because it seems like to me you're not inside his bubble and he don't trust that. He's going to trust it a lot more if you're just like a
In the
hen that
bubble.
roosted close to him,
Right. So, like what we try to gauge it on is, like you said, how. And we're going in the dark, no lights, no nothing, not even red light. Like, we're not going in with anything, right? So we're going to go in. If I can run a fence line, tree line, if I could do anything to keep my shadow or keep me out of the middle of a field that he's going to see it, that's what I'm going to do, right? So I'm going to try to be as stealth as I can. And then, one of the other things that I learned is like, okay, so if they walked this way to the roost, I'm expecting them to walk back out the same way they walked in. I don't know how true that is. Like, it just depends on how the setup is, but I'm going to expect them to come out that way as well. So I'm going to set up on that line,
You
right?
talking flat land or you talking hills?
I'm going to talk flat land. I'm going to talk like we roosted
Okay.
them on a fence line. They're going to come out the same way they went. Now we can go to that too in a second. So let's go there. Okay, they walked up to a hill to trees. I'm assuming they're going to pitch all the way down to the lowland. They're going to pitch on the hill and walk down.
If you was on a step ladder and you wanted to go to the floor, would you step on the couch or would you just jump straight down to
Yeah, I'd jump straight down, but that's me. No, I know what you mean.
the floor?
There, because I've seen, and here's why I say this.
No, I've
I've
seen him
seen
tail
them
down
do
into the field, yeah.
both, right? But like
Right.
you said, probably your best bet is they're going to stair step down off the roost to the,
Short, yeah.
to the ridge, right? And then work their way down. But they are coming down.
It's all geographical now. Hilly, mountainous terrain, they're going to probably pitch a little further, but typically they'll sit there and gobble until a hen walks underneath them and he just falls right off the limb on the ground.
And starts his
I've
way.
seen them pitch a long way, but sometimes that's typically because they've either been spooked or
Right.
going back to even getting started with that, there's an art to scouting. You'll do more damage scouting if you're not
Yes, sir.
careful
Yes, sir.
than anything
For
else.
sure. for
Yep.
sure. I'm a little different than most. I play the long game. I would rather sit back and let the turkey get on the ground and tell me what he's about to do and where he's going, and then make a play on him versus me getting in his bubble and it not working, and now I'm screwed and I got nowhere to go. So I play. It's all every situation is different, but that's kind of
For
how I
sure.
like to play it.
But
Less invasive.
you don't need to be afraid to think outside the box by listening to podcasts and reading and whatnot. You can get locked in on the way I'm supposed to turkey hunt. Man, I have done some of the craziest stuff to kill a turkey. I mean, I've busted them up like a fall hunt late in the afternoon and be there the next morning and call the gobbler right in. Because he's separated from those hens.
Well, and that's a whole other thing, like beginning of the season to the end, right? Like they're all bunched up and then they start breaking off. All of a sudden somebody shoots one in a big group, and then all of a sudden, like you said, the game's on now. Now you got a better chance of pulling him away because he doesn't have anything, right? He's away from the group. He got separated, whatever the case is. Listen, this is definitely not a one size fits all deal. Like you said, you have to know your terrain, you got to know your scouting, you got to know your situation. So, and the only way you're going to do it is if you go and learn, the area you're hunting or whatever the case is. Like you got to get on the stick and just go. It's more days out as much as you can.
Another thing I want to say is, to me, people try to kill a turkey when they get on a turkey. They feel like they have to kill him right then. If you've got the time, if you got the days, his day's coming when he's going to be easy as pie. And it
And you
might
don't
be
know
the
how the right
toughest turkey
temperature.
you ever hunted, you
The
know?
right temperature. 2 years
Yeah,
ago, I
like.
was telling Duke this story, Mario, back in Tennessee. I followed a turkey. I got close to him on the roost, but I could tell he had a gag of hens with him. I trailed that turkey within from 100 to 200 yards till 10:30 that morning before I ever made a sound to him. And when his gobbling started picking up, and he was just like, it was almost like he was pleading. I said, they've left him, and made three calls to him, and he was dead. But if I'd have started calling to him right off the limb, that those hens would have took him 2 miles away. Yeah,
That's right.
right. For sure. Like that's what I'm saying. Like, and you learn that stuff as you go.
That's hard as hell,
Experience.
though. I'm gonna tell you, not to call it a bird, that's hard as hell. That's like not calling a
Feel
duck.
like you're wasting your morning. Well, here's another thing. I realized, they always talk about like the boss hen, right? I heard it for myself that we were south here, and we watched, I bet you 30 turkeys go to this tree line, and we weren't far. Like we were in the bush, hidden. They didn't come near us. They skirted that end of the field, which they were about 80 yards from us, but I could watch them all. They all went to the tree line. They hopped in the tree, and we put them to bed. And I said, okay, tomorrow what we're going to do is we're going to come back. We're going to get up to that tree line. We're going to go all the way around and get close because I'm guessing they're going to pitch down and go that way, right? So that's what we're going to do. Okay, so get up the next morning early as heck, all dark, go all the way around, sit there, and we're in the dark for a while, and we're not making a sound and they're not making a sound, and then all of a sudden the hens start, and you could hear the difference. There's like a couple young hens, and then you hear a couple gobbles, right? One or two, and then another young hen, and then a couple gobbles, and then it happened. Then this old raspy hen winged.
Raunchy. Raunchy.
She'd been smoking Marlboro.
As soon as she sounded off, that whole tree line just blew. And I was like, that's the difference in, and I said, if we get a chance, I have to be as dirty and as raspy as I can be, because that she's the boss and this high pitched stuff ain't gonna do it, right? So So we ended up killing one like the day after because somebody had hunted the backside and shot him and busted him up. And then we caught one by himself, and I used old girl's call as best I could, right? And he was like, "Oh, mama's over there." So that's what I'm saying. If we would have just rolled out and I didn't even, they went around us and we never, like you said, Jeff, I didn't make a sound because they went the other way on us. And I was like, if I call now, we're going to get busted because they're not going to pull off. They were in the group. They went down like soldiers and there was 20 of them. See
Yeah,
ya.
you're behind them. You're out of the game, especially with those Western turkeys. Like you got, if you're not either out level with them or ahead of them, you're out of
So
the game. You're a spectator.
we were done. We humped the hills for a little bit, went back, had lunch, heard somebody killed one that morning, busted up the group, and I was like, okay, now we're in business. Now we can go this afternoon, and then that's when it happened. You know what I mean? But and that was the other thing. Like we would have never pulled anybody off that group because there was that many, and she was in charge, and they were all together, and that wasn't happening, you know?
I've had those hens walk up on me, and I'd swear it would be a human because it sounded awful. The calling sounded horrible. And here'd come an old hen just up there just chopping. I'm like, and with how old she is.
Who is this with this box call walking in here,
Oh, she's
just trying to
mad,
kill
boy.
my turkey?
She's ready to fight.
Yeah, like, we've all heard it. We've heard it duck hunting. We've heard, you know what I mean? Like, all of a sudden you hear a hen mallard and you're like, what in the hell? Like, somebody hunting the other tree line? I don't think anybody's over there. Sounds like
Look,
absolute
corn in the
garbage.
tree.
Yeah, what just happened? And then all of a sudden, then you hear and you're like, oh my God, like that's a real bird. That sounds awful. Like I wouldn't teach that at a seminar. You know what I mean? Like I wouldn't teach some young kid to blow like that. It sounded awful.
I tell
But
everybody, I
that's what I'm
said
saying.
that boils down to you don't need to know how to call, you need to know when to call.
Well,
100%.
and once again, we go to the sound of it. What's it supposed to sound like? The intensity, like everything about it. Like you need to be an old raspy hen. Like I know that's, listen, you can kill turkeys, whenever, however, like it happens, just like everything else, right? You get the dumb ones or whatever, like whatever. But there's a situation where you got to pull out some tricks and you got to make it happen, right?
You got to keep in mind though, once they start nesting, a gobbler knows you need to keep that high hen in your vest too. It's like going fishing. You don't just take one bait when you
For
go
sure.
fishing. You got a tackle box full of stuff.
For
And
sure.
he associates that high hen as a young hen that ready to be bred.
That's right.
So I've had it, like the glass type calls and the box calls. I've had that work over, the lower raspier mouth call type stuff.
Or
So you just,
Kiki. I've
the
Kiki'd that,
kikis.
Yeah, I mean I can say I've used an aluminum call like that, where that's busted them up and then brought them from far away and they could hear that high pitch because that high pitch is, it's high, right? And you could hear it for friggin' miles. And same thing. They got to be thinking that, right? So that's the thing.
Well,
You got to know what to do when. Go
what
ahead.
you've done, you've actually replicated a hen that he's heard before. You didn't know that, but that's what you've done. That's why. He's like, I've heard her before. I'm gonna go check her out, see what she's up to.
Well, there's no doubt. Or I'm guessing, right, that that's a new hen. I don't know her. I'm gonna go see what that's all about, right? Like, so we either got lucky enough that we sounded like one that he's heard before, right? Or there's a new girl in town and he doesn't know her. He's going to check it out, right?
He wants to be the first guy to get her number.
Yeah, like we've all done that. We've all gotten bit by that.
I've used the analogy. I say, guys, it's just like you're at a bar trying to pick up a girl sometimes. I'm like, you gotta be Rico Suave instead of just coming in and being a bull in a china shop. You gotta
For sure.
know what to
Yeah.
say and when to say it.
I wouldn't
But
know
if
anything
I
about that.
but if I was
Oh.
a turkey, I would have been dead at 17.
Oh, easy. Absolutely. No doubt about it.
Oh
I'd have to go check
my
them
God.
all out.
Yeah, right? Oh my God. So
How's the
what?
regulations on your side of things? Has anything changed on in Oregon this year?
No, not on the turkey side. We are the same. Nothing's changed. The date's always the same. Yeah, nothing here. Is anything changing over that way? What's going on there?
Oh, it's changing everywhere. I know Missouri and PA both changed their limits to one bird.
Okay. For
And I heard this,
non-residents.
yeah,
For non-residents.
non-residents.
It's fine.
And Missouri increased their license by $75 and took a bird away.
That's for non-resident.
PA
Yeah.
allowed Sunday hunting, but they took a bird away from everybody.
Yeah.
And
Well,
I heard this morning that, sorry, Mario, that
No, you're fine.
Delaware, this just kind of shows you this craze of the 49 and the Super Slam and all that stuff. They said since 1991, Delaware had more requisitions, requests for permits than they've had since 1991. If that tells
Combined.
you anything. Yeah.
Combined.
Yep.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Little state of Delaware. So there, it's getting crazy on this side of the country.
The 49 deal is, yeah.
Like our licenses went up, and then like I'm gonna go to Washington State, so that non-resident went up, tags went up, so I guess I shouldn't say nothing's changed. Like nothing on the limits has changed from what I can see. Like I can get, depends on what counties you're in and how many days you're there. You can shoot either two or three, depending on what counties. Like you can only kill so many in this county versus that county, and what, you know, whatever. So, you know, but we don't have the turkey pressure that you guys have, right? Like we don't.
Mississippi's has been the biggest jump. On top of the $300 non-resident license, you now have to buy a $100 turkey stamp. $10 for residents, $100 for non-residents.
I mean, I get
So,
it. You know what I mean? I get it. Like,
but
listen, there's, go ahead, Duke.
they took away the turkey permit, and the stamp is now your permit. So you're not buying that. But I mean, even if you do like a 7 day hunt, you do that and stamp and WMA permit maybe, and you're up, you're still less than 300 there, I think.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you know, you're starting to see a lot of states protect, you know, the residents versus the non-residents, you know what I mean? But and it should
Oh
listen,
yeah.
it should be that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't expect to pay less going somewhere else that I'm not a resident. I get that. You know what I mean? I mean, look at the stuff that's going on in Canada with like all the licensing and everything up there in the provinces. Like they're starting to cut the non-residents and, you know, everything else going on up there. Like you're going to see it happening everywhere because, you know, yeah, you want that. Yes, you want that, those dollars coming in and the
Sure.
spends and everything else, right? But you also need to protect the resource because you only have so much, right? Like, so, you know, making the money doesn't keep, you know, doesn't bring you more birds or whatever. So that, you know, that there's a lot of that going on for sure. Yeah.
I haven't got the factual evidence on it, but actually where I'm headed now to kill an Osceola, the talks are, and they may already have the legislation in pact, they're going to do away with that name and just call it the
Really?
Florida turkey because everyone's saying, you know, that line there below what main road is it, Duke, that they say it's a true Osceola versus not.
Don't know. I was outside that line, and everybody says my slam don't count. So, you
Yeah.
know.
So so now they're just going to call it a Florida turkey and do away with the term Osceola. So I don't
Just,
know.
I figured the
Don't know what we'll
outfitters
stick.
had it pretty much the corner on it because, you know, to get a true Osceola, what they were calling a true Osceola,
Right.
it was usually a ground that you couldn't, you know, the public ground was crazy.
Right.
And the outfitters were loving that. I mean, I
Well, that
understand
hunt. For a true Osceola, it's starting at three and going to
that.
$5,000, and that's why they're trying to free up some of that pressure.
Right.
Wow.
So it's crazy. I mean, people are spending $5,000 to go kill a turkey in the U.S. I just can't. It's hard to grasp it.
I can't understand that. Like, I'll just stick in my little spot out here and chase the dirty ones we got.
There you go. There you
Well,
go.
I don't blame you. I'll be pretty close here in a couple of weeks. I'm coming to Wyoming, and then Duke and I are going to New Mexico. So,
Oh, look at you guys.
yeah.
So how many states? So what are you going to hunt?
Be Merriam's in both of them for as far as the
Yeah.
Wyoming and New Mexico.
Yeah.
When are you guys going?
We're
What's
going
when's
to
Wyoming?
move.
April 20th. I'll be up there. Duke and them, I think I'll be in Missouri.
Oh yeah.
So
Oh yeah. Yeah,
I may
Duke
need
will be
sliding out to
chasing
Oregon and get me a Rio. That way I can get the slam through this year. But I don't know. Maybe if I knew somebody in Oregon
Boy, I'll
that
have
had
to look
turkeys.
around. I don't know if I know anybody.
Does that Oregon
That's
Rio count as a Rio?
a mountain Rio too, man. How cool would that be to kill a Rio in the mountains? That would be amazing.
I will tell you what we got, Duke. We got poison oak here like nobody's business, so you better
Wow.
not we like listen, where those turkeys are down south, there's more poison oak down there you could shake a stick at.
I'm not allergic to it, so I'm good.
Buddy, I get it just by looking at it. So we ain't going there. Yeah.
My buddy Lee Keys was trying to get a single season slam. So he's going to do his Rio in Texas, and it was one of those years they had bad drought, high
Oh
heat.
yeah.
It was terrible. He said he was calling different people, calling some other people that we had hunted with before, and
Yeah.
just trying to find a place he could kill turkey. And then he ran out of time. He had to go do some other things. So he ends up at the very end going to Oregon for his Rio.
Yeah.
And oh, I gave him a hard time because he always gives me a hard time about my Florida turkeys,
Yeah. We'll give him a hard time about that for sure.
That's right. That's
Yeah.
right.
What's new for you guys, like on the Woodhaven side, Jeff? What's new this year, or what's your go-to, this year?
Well, did a lot of shows. I think they got an event going on in Heflin just this weekend called Thunder on the Spur. They're going to have some country music singers and stuff come in and everything and just have a little cookout for everybody. But I'm just filling orders, talking to dealers, and I
Yeah.
mean, calls are selling like crazy. I'm already refilling orders, and
That's
when we go
good.
do these dealer shows, we're selling out of their inventory like crazy. So
What's your hot seller? What's everybody gravitating to?
the Purr Pot is the
Yeah.
hot seller right now. That and the Owl Hooters, everybody's jumping on that train. But
Yeah.
a lot of our pot calls and our box calls are still selling good. But that Purr Pot is what once you like Duke and I can show people what this thing and the versatility
Yeah,
of
he
it.
showed me a yeah, he showed me an
They're grabbing it like
NWTF.
crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, he showed me that for sure.
I was at the Mossy Oak tailgate a few weeks ago, and we sold every one they had, and people were trying to buy my demo, and I'm like, "No, you're not. I got to keep it.
Yeah, you ain't
I
got
can't
one
get
like
any more."
that.
There it
Special
is.
edition.
Oh,
Special
special edition. Look at that.
edition.
Somebody's got to know somebody.
Oh
Oh,
yeah. Well, they had
Mario,
that one
speaking
year.
of, Dan called me from Federal, and he's actually requesting one. So when I get back home, I'm gonna drop one in the mail to him.
Yeah, I just sent him a vest. He was like, I need that vest with that seat. And I go, I know a guy.
It's crazy. This is my first year running the vest, and it's just so light. It doesn't even seem like you got anything on at all.
Yeah. I
It's
love it.
super nice. Yeah.
Yeah,
Can you
like
hear
the
this? No.
nope. Your mic doesn't like your I can we can hear you fine. I don't know what I don't. We got to check your settings because we're missing all this great calling.
I'm telling you, it's some of the best I've ever laid down, man. No, it's the Purr Pot is awesome. It's
That's cool. The only other thing we got, I mean, you've seen them at the show, was the
yes,
chest packs. Like
chest packs, yeah.
that's on fire for us. Like other, and we got it. We finally got it in original Bottomland. It came in about a week or so ago. So
Here's
everybody's
something
on that
else,
pretty hard. Vests are
Mario.
going good.
This they premiered this at convention. It's instead of tape, it's latex. You can see it
Oh yeah.
bounce back.
Silicone.
Yeah, or
Silicone.
that's what I mean, silicone.
So you don't have to trim it.
I guess you could if you needed to, but
It doesn't saturate like tape. For
no,
sure.
it won't, and it won't fray. It won't,
Yeah.
tear all to
Has no
pieces.
memory or
Well,
anything.
Well, dealing with silicone, I will say, if it is true silicone, like you, if you are trimming it, you need to be exact, because if you get a little hairline cut in there, it'll just rip. So,
Yeah,
like, I would
that's
say
true.
don't trim it, maybe. I don't know. It depends. Like, it probably fits in your mouth pretty nice. And it feels softer, you know? Yeah, I think so. Well, then that's
Mario, I'm
something
sure you
cool.
guys with Rogers have seen that the even with the prices of TSS, our two lines are selling like crazy and can only keep them in stock. I mean, it's just
Yeah.
insane the what people are throwing at, this TSS stuff.
You know, the pricing on all the ammo went up. Like, everything's going to keep going up. Like, but, I mean, you're going to buy what? You're going to buy a box. Okay, no matter how much it costs. Like this is what I was shooting last year. 5/6, 7s, 3-inch.
Is that a federal?
This one's third degree.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
So I have some of that. I have some of the TSS, like I'm gonna shoot the 20s, and get them in tight. Like, I'm, as you learn more, you're like, I'm not gonna stretch far. I want to shoot them close no matter what. So, like, going to a 20 is not a big deal, but you kill them just the same. You can kill them
Came
with
up with
anything
a
anymore in that
28
ammo.
gauge, and it's crazy what that little 28 gauge does. At
Yeah,
40,
listen.
it's insane.
Yeah, the ammo has
Yeah.
come a long way. You used to shoot
And
bowling balls at them, right? Now we're shooting we're shooting dust at them.
maybe
I'm sure
bowl
everyone
different
else is
color.
going to follow suit, but Migra, has come out with that TSS lead stack deal. It's a little more economical.
Yeah.
I've seen some patterns. I've not shot it, but I'm just wondering, two totally different density of metals. I just wonder how they act together.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess the only thing I can say is, like, you can't kill them any more dead than dead. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
One
All
can
four
fly a
turkeys I
little
shot
longer.
last year, the furthest shot I made was 27 yards. I'm like, man, why do I need a $15 shell
I know.
when you like getting them close?
The furthest one I shot was a couple of years ago, and I wasn't even going to shoot, but two strutters came in, and Tom Christie, our carver, shot one. And then I said, shoot the second one. The second one started walking away, and he shot and missed, and then his gun jammed. And they're like, I don't know if I hit him. I don't know if I hit him. And I shot him at 52, stepped it off. I shot him at 52 with the 20 gauge TSS, dead as a hammer. Like you said, Duke, I don't even know if he kicked a leg. Like, it was like light switch dead, right?
Yeah.
And I
I
was
mean, that
like,
stuff
I
is,
wasn't trying to do that, but then again, I missed the one at 15. So, there's a little give and take here.
you're shooting a ping pong ball at 15 yards with that TSS. That's the dangers of that stuff.
For sure. For sure you are.
You better draw
So,
down tight on it.
oh man. Yeah,
Starvation beef.
That was operator error. I ain't gonna lie. That's operator error. That wasn't ammo
You'll
or nothing.
get
That
that
was
on those
me.
big jobs. You'll get that on those big jobs. Don't worry.
Yeah, I'll get it. I'll get it one of these times, right? I'll figure it out. Yeah.
Yeah. One
Is
day.
there anything, is there any tricks or anything that you guys take that is something that maybe is like a hot tip that nobody else would, or not a lot of people talk about or know or whatever, whether it's, and I don't mean like toilet paper. I just mean anything. Like, what, is there anything that you carry on you that guys are like, why do you carry that? What do you got, Duke? Pro call?
That Croco. I've got, I'm not going to call to the turkey until I know I'm in a place I can call him. So I'm keeping up with him with this.
Right.
As long as he'll answer it.
Right.
And
As long
usually
as
they
you know
will.
where he is.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm
Goose
going to
call.
get.
Goose call.
Yeah, it's non-threatening. It doesn't, like yesterday morning we had a
I
couple
agree.
honkers come over, and that turkey was firing off every time they hit.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, I would definitely say both of those for sure. That's definitely two things. And I don't, we don't have, like, the owl hooting out here is not really a thing, let's say. It is, but it isn't. Depends on where you are. And honestly, I've rung them up, like, just voice calling an owl hooter. Like, I'd do a pretty good one. I'm not I'm not from the South, so I don't know where that came from. I don't know where that gene came from, but I can make that pretty good sound. So I've rung one up off of me just voice calling, but owl hooting out here isn't, depends on where you are, but I've never seen it really like that's the thing, right? I'll tell
Coyote
you what,
does it out
Mario.
there, right?
What well, I do.
Coyote out there, probably, right?
Oh, but it could go both ways, right? Like you could call them and like we talked about before, like they hear it, they might gobble off of it, but then they're on high alert, because of what's going on. So that's a tough call on that one. I'd almost go to the
I've heard of people, like finding Merriam's at night with
with
a
that.
coyote.
For sure.
Oh yeah.
For
They'll
sure.
gobble at midnight.
Right.
Yeah.
I will tell you, Mario, I do get questions all the time of when I got to figure out how to put it on the new vest I got from you. But you look at my old vest, I have an old Zeiss bino strap that I have hooked to my right shoulder strap.
Okay.
And I've got a cheap Allen single pod gun rest. So when I sit down, I set that gun stock in that the old bino harness sling, and the gun
I
sits
got
on the
you.
gun rest and it's locked. And I can't tell you how many times I've been sitting there halfway doze off and a turkey surprised me. And all I've got to do is just get my hand to the gun and lean over.
Yeah, I know what you're
And you're
talking
not,
about.
and I tell everybody, I said, you can only sit there that long and hold a gun steady. This right here,
You
that
can't.
spooked more turkeys than anything in the world.
You
So,
can't. It's
I mean,
impossible.
unless you're
Like,
sharp, I don't know. That's my number one go-to. That gun's locked and ready.
yeah, like when I started taking coal, like the first thing I took was, like a smaller version of like the trigger sticks, right? Because I wanted, just like you're talking about, I wanted to be able to have the gun up and ready, right? And then I could either hold it and just give it to him so he didn't have to, because he wasn't going to sit there with holding the gun for, even if it was
No.
10 minutes of that bird coming, that wasn't happening, right? So yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. That's definitely something.
The reason I went with the old cheap Walmart one, it's the lightest one I could find, and it sticks in the back of the vest pouch easy.
There you go.
So,
Okay.
I mean, if you can't set still, you're not going to kill a turkey. People, there's a difference between being still and turkey still. People's got to understand that.
I can't get over how many people will not get their gun on their shoulder when a turkey's coming.
Oh yeah.
They'll leave their gun in their lap and then they want to move when the turkey's like, 50 yards. And I'm like, man, you should have already had your gun up. I'm watching these videos. I'm
I
just
know.
pulling my
Listen,
hair out.
that's the first thing. That's the first thing. If we have somebody that doesn't know what they're doing, like I will 100% say, get the gun up to your shoulder and get on the gun, right? And when I mean get on the gun, I mean get on the gun, right? You are ready to kill. Your finger's on the safety. You are on the gun because we don't know, like if it's heavy brush, like I don't know where he's going to pop out. He might pop out on the right, the left. And we've been in that situation where like you see his head turn and you're like, move now, turn now, make a move, like for sure. Like I watched it, I don't know how many times, where it's like you're on the gun and be like, okay, now move, right? Because he all of a sudden move, now you got to move, right? So yeah, you got to be calculated, because they man they'll and plus if he comes in with a couple hands and there's a bunch, like somebody's eyeballs are going to bust you. So if you're not ready, I'm with you. I'm with you, Jeff. Like if they don't, I don't know what the hell people are doing. Well, that's what they're for. That's why we're there.
I tell everybody, Duke and I both, we play hide the hen scenario, and I rarely use decoys. So that turkey, when he comes into view, he's looking, and he's on red alert. So you better, your movement is minimal. So you better be ready, because that's where you're going. You're going to do all that work to screw it up right there. And there's no worse sound in the world than it putting whenever they run off, because they ain't coming back.
Yeah, and I mean, for us, like being on the decoy side of things, I'll have everyone in the truck, and depending on the situation, what we're taking, because like there's a spot at one of the places that Cody has where they come in and dust a lot. So I'm gonna have a couple lay downs there, look like they're dusting, right? Looks as natural as could be. Or he's got a food plot. I'm gonna have the new feeders right out. Like or there's an intersection spot he's got where they're always moving through. I'm like, well, I'm gonna put the breather there. Like, looks like she's walking through. Like, you gotta know, goes back to the whole student of the game deal, right? You gotta know what to pull out where, so you're looking as natural as could be.
Well,
Well,
this
this side
side
of
of
the
the great
country, we're
idea.
in the timber a lot, so you don't, a decoy is not really that practical. That's why you have to really be on
Yeah.
your P's and Q's.
And you might bust him if it's that tight and he comes up and all of a sudden he might get spooked off a scene. I don't know. I've heard guys say I don't put a decoy out because it's so thick that by the time they bust through and see it, that might surprise them or bust them. I don't know. You know what I mean? And I'm like, hey, I
Most
get
time,
it.
anyone, all people see is the neck stick up. That's all they see. They're looking for a whole turkey, and that's not what he's going to periscope you, and that's going to be over.
For
You
sure.
better
What
be
were you going to
ready.
say? What were you saying, Duke?
I was going to tell you, I got a great idea, and I just thought you'd use that lay down hen in a dusting bowl. And if you had a little squeeze puffer, you could squeeze ball, you run a line out to it, and make it dust.
Puff it for sure.
Oh, man. I hope nobody's listening to this.
Yeah, don't worry about that. They're not.
What I've
Yeah, I
had,
mean, listen,
I've got Leroy back here with me. Him and that lay down hen is, like I said, that girl that she never killed a bird the other day, and she's like, even my girlfriend Hope, she's like, I've never seen turkeys act like that. I said, I've had that happen countless times for the point where you've had to scream at them like, hey, and they still won't stick their head up because they're so mesmerized at killing him and that she shot the turkey Sunday morning on top of the lay down hen. He was on top of her trying to breed her. And she smoked him. So it all had, now I've had them run from the same scenario. I've had turkeys come in that's been whipped and, subdominant birds, and they'll take off running. So,
Yeah, for sure.
it's just a game you play.
You got to know your situations, right?
Yeah.
To me, on decoys,
And
that
sometimes
I've
it's
used them all.
I
I've
tell me
used them
it's
all. Yeah, go
and
ahead,
sometimes
Jeff.
it's
Just
the old
talk
theory
over.
of throwing shit at a wall and see what sticks. That's kind of also that's a pretty good
You
theory
got to
to
be
have.
ready for anything, right? Right. Well, go
Yeah.
ahead, Duke. What were you saying?
Oh, I've used them all. Strutters, half strut, three quarter, lay down hen. But
Everyone.
to me, you can ask Jeff. The first time Jeff and I hunted together, he said, "What do you think on decoys?" And I'm like, "One feeder." And I don't know what. And I've just started doing that the past maybe 3 years. The one feeder hen to me, it's not threatening. It's not alert. It's just
She's just content.
she's content. And I don't know what it is. It's just to me, it used to be I wanted a fan and all that, or whatever. But to me, that one feeder hen, man, it's been good for me, put it that way.
This only worked one time, and it's been 10 years ago, but we threw a goose spread at him one day. We had some field turkeys that wouldn't
Wouldn't
give us the
come.
time of day, so me and two other buddies, I said, bring every decoy you got. And I think that morning, by the time it was all set out, we had out 15.
Good
And
grief.
that mass, all them turkeys flew down that field and looked, and every one of them walked right to us that day.
Right to it.
Right
Wow.
to them.
Yeah. Yeah, the Cody up in Washington, they had a similar situation like that. They had a bunch of people in town. I think they had like four or five shooters or something, and they're like, we're gonna go big. Like there was a big group of turkeys and nobody had busted them up yet. And they said, you know what? We're gonna throw it at them. And I think, like you said, I think they put out 10 decoys. There was decoys everywhere. And he said, by the time they rolled in, he said there was dead turkeys everywhere because they just said ready on three and everybody killed a strutter and there was just flopping and shit and dust
Carnage.
and like, and he is like, but here was the other thing going back to that dude. They had to bust the group up.
Yeah.
So, and then they let that place rest for 2 weeks and then went back and killed a couple more strutters in different spots because then everybody was
Yeah.
scattered, right?
Yeah.
So you
Oh,
got to know, like
once you
sometimes you
kill a
do have
turkey,
to bust
they'll.
them up.
Oh yeah, once you kill them, like the dominant turkey, it don't take a day or two. Then NASA they'll restructure themselves, and there'll be another dominant bird in there. So,
Yeah. You got to know when to fold them.
when to hold, it's like duck hunting. You got to know when to let it rest and when to hunt it.
You got that right. You have to know your properties too. Like, and I understand, like, if you get, you can only go Saturday, you can only go in public. Like, I get it. Go. Like, I just want you to get out and go. Like, I get it. But if you have a spot where you are doing that much, intel on it, you got to pick your times and what's going on. If it's pouring rain and windy sideways, like, we're not going, right? Like, what are we going to do? Right. So you got to pick your windows.
So when
Yeah,
you
big
go
one.
on a trip, though, sometimes you're locked to that.
For sure.
It's
You're
hard
right.
to get out of that truck when it's pouring down rain.
I know. I know.
I mean, the biggest takeaway from all this, if it wasn't for the flooded corn, the turkey hunting would be a lot better.
Some damn guys in
I had to
Missouri,
say
right?
it.
Them
I
damn
had to
cornfields,
say
like from Missouri all the way up to
it. I
Canada,
That
screwing it
flooded
up.
corn is what's ruining the turkey hunting.
I guess that was his joke. He said he was going to outdo me on jokes. I guess that was it, wasn't it? That was
He
pretty
got us,
good.
dude. He got us. Hey, but I will tell you, oh, look at, we lost him again. Hey, I will tell you this, you're gonna laugh, but there was an old boy a long time ago. He said, I don't know if he was serious or not, but he said, I put out crickets. And I said, what? He said, crickets are like chocolate cake to them turkeys.
They love them, yeah.
And I said, and he goes, and what's a fish and wildlife guy gonna do? And he goes, what's he gonna do? Say, I put out crickets, something that's natural in the woods. And I was like, you know what, bud? I don't know nothing about that. I'm not condoning that. I'm not saying go do that. I'm not saying nothing. I'm just saying I laugh my ass off. And I was like, I get it.
He'd have to get one out of the turkey because I don't think you could catch a cricket in the woods.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, hey, Jeff, I was just telling Duke this old timer a long time ago told me he used crickets. He'd take a bucket of crickets out and put them out. And I was like, I didn't. He's like, crickets are like chocolate cake to turkeys. They love them. And he's like, they happen naturally in the woods. So what's like fish and wildlife going to do? And I go, yeah, but I don't know nothing about that. So
No,
you
sir.
do you, and I'll do me.
It happened in Mississippi. Hey, a guy got caught seriously doing that because they went in
Get
and
out.
realized that the crickets they found were a non-native species and he bought them off Amazon.
Oh my
Wow.
God, there you go. Yeah, see
Yeah.
now like yeah, a fishery guy will know, like, hey, those crickets aren't from here.
I
Yeah,
tell
I
you,
get it.
Jeff's in the loop, man. He's telling me stuff all the time that I'm like, God, man, where you get this stuff? He's just in the loop, I guess, Mario. Me and you're out.
Buddy, he's beating the pavement. He's got to sell them damn calls and make that money and do his thing. Like, that's what he's doing at Woodhaven. He's making a name for himself, so he got to do it. Me and you, we could just kick back and get invited places and go.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
It's
I'm here for it.
a name, all right.
That's right. That's right.
A
All right,
name
well,
I
cool.
like
Well,
it.
listen, awesome stuff as always. I hope everybody's turkey trips are good. I want to see some pictures. I want to see some dead birds, buy some decoys, and I wanna don't take a couple naps on that damn seat with the vest. I'm sure Duke will saw some wood. He'll be on a tree, just mouth open.
I've been known to do it.
Hey, me too. Don't worry about that. I'll be like this. Like, he's coming, he's coming. Yeah, okay.
Are we
Yeah.
getting ready to do the second half now?
Yeah.
Well, this will be a new one for me in 30 years. I've never been able to kill a Florida turkey, so we're going to see how this goes. That probably won't happen, but we'll see.
There we go.
That's
Well,
true.
that's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, hit up Woodhaven Calls if you want to get anything from Jeff. Check that out. Duke's on social media. You can find both them jokers. They kill more tur Duke's killed more turkeys than anybody I know. So I go to the unk. I go to grandpa over there. He knows how to kill them. So when I get stuck, I'm gonna call you from the
Old
woods this year. Duke, I can't kill this one. What should I do? There'll be a hotline.
man.
Crawl.
Wrong.
Get on your stomach.
No,
Wrong.
I'm gonna tell you what he's gonna do. He's gonna do what he did to his brother. He's gonna let his brother spook one, then go in a couple hours later and kill it. That's what
Kill
he's gonna.
it. Hey,
That's what he's gonna
listen. With all that age comes experience and knowledge, right?
Exactly.
Exactly.
All right, fellas, listen,
Exactly.
I appreciate everything. If you want to hit us up, hit up fabrand.com for all the details on everything we got going. The YouTube channel's up. We got a couple turkey hunts up there on our last strut series. That's
That's
brought to you
good
by
stuff.
Federal and Weatherby and the guys at
Oh, yeah.
Rogers and Leupold and Pattermaster. Go ahead, what?
Get
That's
that
good
vest
stuff.
in that body again. Get that vest in that chest pack. That thing is they're game
The vest
changers.
is a killer. That vest is a killer for sure. And it's like, I still get people come to the show and stuff, go, I've never seen that. And I go, yeah, I mean, we're just putting along, man. We're just trying to, make some cool stuff and have people wear it and use it and kill some birds with it and have fun. So
Well,
that's
the
it.
decoys are working out good too, right?
Yeah, decoys are working great.
They're good.
Everything's looking good. Yeah,
Yeah.
we're doing good. Just keep plugging along,
I can tell you what, by hooking that decoy bag to the back of the vest, it changes the whole game because you don't have to fight the thing on your shoulder anymore like I was having to do
I
before.
know.
Man, it's awesome.
I know.
Yeah.
I
It is
know.
awesome.
And
So.
if you could pull them out easy, it's kind of a pain getting them in there by yourself. But if we're done and over, I'll just take the vest out and put the decoys in and then just go. Like, I'm not even worried about it. So, but usually I'm with somebody and I just go, yeah, stuff them in there. You know what I mean? Let's go.
Well, the other day, I
So,
just unhooked the two top snaps and let the
and
decoy
take
bag
it.
fall, and the decoys fell out, and I was gone.
Yeah, there you
So,
go. I love it.
slam dunk on that deal.
Well, awesome. All right, well, let's stay in touch on turkeys and see what happens. I'll
Right.
be waiting for some
Yeah.
pictures.
All right. Maybe I'll get you one tomorrow.
Yeah,
You
I'm ready
wait.
for it. All right,
All
guys,
right.
thank you.
Thank
See you,
you,
buddy.
Mario.
All right,
Bye,
man.
Jeff.
See you, buddy.